Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You were the rescue. End of story. You were literally the savior. You were the rescue. I said what I said. And that's why he went all in. I'm just saying.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha. Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Welcome, Stacey, to the podcast. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I've had some time to, you know, readjust after craziness of everything coming out, but I've been good.
It's been a lot is out there, a lot of controversy. I want to get into the meat potatoes, in today's podcast episode. And I have to say, okay, I have been and I am Team Stacey, okay? Like, I definitely have loved, yes. I love you on the show. Like, I feel like there are a lot of parallels between you and I on the show. And first question that I do want to ask you is, can you tell us what your initial feelings were when you first started talking to Izzy in the pods and how those feelings began to develop over time? Because the reason I'm asking this is because, to be honest, from the audience's perspective, I don't know if you watched the show back, but it did seem like at first you and Izzy had a surface level type of relationship. Like, the way that it was portrayed in the show at that point was like you were joking around all the time and like, yeah, it just his connection.
No, okay. I would love to answer this question. So our first date, we didn't really connect. It wasn't that we didn't talk about deeper things, but on the first day of dating, the dates are either 10 or 15 minutes long. So you get a date every single person. So of course it's going to be very like, this is my name. This is my age. This is what I do. This is what I like to do for fun. And so at that point, I was just kind of going off of energy, like who had an energy that I was vibing with or wanted to talk to again. And at the end of the day, as you like write down on a list, like how you rank these guys for compatibility. And he and I both said we were probably 7 or 8 on each other's list, where it's like not like the most memorable, but I wouldn't be mad if I went out with them again. So it probably wasn't until the third date that we really connected. And I know that people don't understand our connection because you don't see it. And I think it was purposeful that I look surface because I am one to crack jokes and be witty and playful. But we talked about a lot of big things. Like, we talked about family values, goals, things that we've accomplished and are proud of from our past, friends, family, religion, politics. We talked about all of that. We talked about all the same things that you see him speak about with other women. I just don't think that that was the role that I was meant to be, if that makes any sense. I loved watching us date. It's very fun. But for the people that think there was no substance, we talked about everything, all of the things.
See, I love that. And I think that's so, to me, being, well, just an intelligent, logical person, I'm like, okay, I'm sure that they did speak about a lot of these things. It's just, and that's why I'm so specific when I say things like how you were depicted in the show, because I know that there's a difference between that, you know, the way in which people are portrayed and who they actually are in real life, you know? And what really, I'm happy that I got to see what really started making me like really warm up to you was how you guys connected outside of the pods. And so what would you say were the most significant factors that led you to say yes to Izzy's proposal in the pods?
So for me, you see a little bit of it where I talk about like it being really hard for me to open up and be vulnerable. We had talked about big subjects and found common ground, but it was more of that emotional leap of faith that I was struggling with because I've been hurt in the past. I think everyone has been hurt in their past, and it leads them to have, you know, different baggage or be jaded in certain ways. And with this experiment, he was asking me to go there, and you feel this time constraint of like, I've got to go there, or I might lose this potential connection. Mm-hmm. And the way he went about it made me feel so safe to do so, which I think is why you see me fall for him in the way that I do. And even further on down the season where I'm like, you're my rock. Like, mm-hmm. you've taught me so much about myself. Like, I would never be the woman I am now if it weren't for him doing that. Mm-hmm. And I just always relayed being vulnerable or emotional to weakness. And it's scary. And I thought like, tough, strong, when it's like, you don't go there. It's too soft. It's too emotional. And it's really the exact opposite. So it was him and the experiment that led me to that place, to where when I knew he was getting ready to propose, I'm like, hell yes. Like, there's nothing left except seeing each other and like moving forward and getting to add the physical to the emotional, because we did that. Like, we hit the climax of emotional. So it's like, let's put everything else into play.
How long actually are you guys dating in the pods?
9 days.
Okay. I was not expecting that. I thought you were going to say 1 month.
No, I actually think it's 8 days. And I think the 9th day was when he proposed.
Stacey!
Don't even. I know it sounds insane. It sounds insane. But if you, I don't know if you could ever put yourself in that position where you don't have work. No work, because you have no phone, you have no computer. So there's nothing else to do than focus on finding a potential partner. So it's just like the weight of that is so much different than in the real world.
I honestly, contrary to popular opinion of you even saying that, I know that you're telling the truth, because there was a show that I was supposed to be on, right? And I can just tell from me going through that process that they intentionally manufacture the perfect environment and situations where you're removing all these external circumstances, mm-hmm. and your only goal is supposed to be what the purpose of the show is. And that is to find love and figure out whether or not love actually is blind. And so it is not actually that shocking to me that that's how long it was. But for some reason, I thought it was 1 month. I did not like a week. But it makes sense to me that that would happen, because that's the purpose of it too. You know, what were you guys writing in the notebooks, by the way?
They gave us the notebooks because at first you're dating 15 people. So it's like the names, and then like I would write down little things about them just to remember. Once you're talking to three people or two people or one, you don't need it. But in the beginning, it's really overwhelming, because everyone there really wanted to find love. So it's like, whether it's good or like maybe a deal breaker, it's like writing all of that down. Or maybe it's something that they liked that I could remember to maybe like include on a gift later or whatever it was.
I also have to just ask, like, just as a random question, did all the girls get along like in the, I don't know what you call it. Is it the lounge?
Yeah. The lounge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, all of us got along really well. All of us were so close, and you wouldn't think it, because it's like, it is kind of hard to find girls that are your cup of tea this day and age. It's maybe like 1 out of 10, but all of them were so awesome. Like, you just get to know them. And it was such different age brackets too. So like Taylor, for me, she was almost 10 years younger than me. So she was like little sis, like trying to give her advice, because she's like, I just want to get married. I'm like, well, let's like write out what we're going to do here. What are we looking for? And then there's girls that, like Erica, was from the same part of California as me, where it's like, no way. Or we had mutual friends. Everyone had different occupations. So it was honestly a lot of fun. That was the best part of it, was the girls. And I never would have thought that I would have like loved all of them, and they're all amazing. So that was definitely a perk.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I love that you guys all really got to form that bond. And I think it honestly, the way that the show is set up, it works really well, because it does remove, more times than none, that catty factor, even though we'll get into that a little bit later. But my next question is, So how did the revelation about Izzy's approach to splitting expenses and going Dutch with woman affect your perception of your relationship with him?
That is a good question. So that scene was here at my house, and production doesn't really get involved or like tell you what to say, but they're like, hey, you guys haven't talked about gender roles in a relationship or a marriage. That's something that we would love you guys to talk about. So it was kind of already brought up. We were talking mm-hmm. about it, and more so because I own a house and I'm like, how is this legally going to be split if we get married? Who's going to pay for what? How does that work out? The answers that he had, I guess I was just surprised, because if we're getting married, does it even matter who's throwing a card at the bill? Mm-hmm. And it was almost this, we were on very different pages. I was really coming from a place of like, this is how I was raised. I'm not saying it's the end all be all. I'm just saying mm-hmm. this is what I'm accustomed to and what makes me feel taken care of, just in a small way. Right. And for him, it felt like he was like, so do you just want a guy to pay for everything? And I'm like, no, I have four jobs. Like, I'm good. But it just was this, like, we both looked at it in such a different way that I think I just chose to like, okay, I'm just going to put that over here. We'll have to talk about that later. And I think we would have come to a compromise where it's like, okay, maybe we alternate or something. I just think it's weird if you and your spouse split a dinner bill. I just think that's strange.
Yeah. And you're not the only one. I thought that was very strange. And just from looking from the audience's perspective, he was visibly uncomfortable. I mm-hmm. feel like as soon as the money conversation started, you know, coming about, even with the paper plate thing. Now, okay, girl, did you, I don't know if you heard, but what I heard was, I heard that his apartment was lent to him by production.
Oh, no.
You don't have to answer this.
I heard that, well, I guess I can't prove it, but I cannot imagine that to be the case based on all the other stuff that I saw that you don't see in his place.
Yeah.
No, he definitely lived there. He definitely lived there.
Okay. Okay. Good. Okay. That clarifies that. That squares it away, because I said, a girl, what? Because I'm thinking, not him putting the sneakers on the bed to make it really like it was lived in, not him having the little lost and found like of random items and they belong to nobody but him. Like, I
there's
was like,
a lot of
wait
things
a second.
That didn't make sense, but what did make sense is he lived there.
Okay, right. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Glad we got that squared away. Yeah, and you know that famous scene of you go, you basically saying, wait, so you don't have any like dishware, like you only that you did you get a lot of like flack and pushback?
I absolutely got so much flack, and I don't even know if people would believe this. I was not trying to make a big deal of that. It was more like I don't want to say production, they're like, hey, like this is your one chance to get to know him, look through mm-hmm. his stuff, like go through the drawers. And I was more like expecting to see like an open jar of peanut butter with a knife in it. He's a dude, like I don't know what I'm gonna find. So it's like, oh, like here's this, talk about this. So I'm like, okay, so these are plastic and paper, do you have any normal ones? And he's like, no. So mm-hmm. it just kind of like takes off from there, and I wasn't trying to make a big deal of it, but he was offended by what I was saying. And so for mm-hmm. me, it was kind of like catching up to just communicate and like clear that whole thing up. Yes, would I prefer glass or like a regular plate? Yes. And I think that speaks a lot about where you're at as far as building a home, hostessing. Yeah. I think it's just, I didn't do it until I was in my 30s. I mean, I had plates, but I'm like, okay, now I really want nice ones. And I want them to be in this sort of a set for when I entertain, because I think about that because I want to build a home. I want to have guests over and want to come back. It was bigger than just like, you better cook for me on that. Like,
right,
way out of proportion.
Yeah. And listen, I, like I said, like I'm definitely Team Stacy. And I thought to myself, what was the problem with what she said? I think that, you know, and this just like, this isn't a thing that I feel like, again, we have that similar perception where I feel like I would ask the same question. One thing that I really admire about you is you were really asking all the upfront questions. And I love that you were just so honest and authentic. And you even said, because it does seem the way he's portrayed on the show, like to your point, he comes across as super like macho and things like that, but he's very sensitive. Like mm-hmm. he's very sensitive. And people like you and I, I guess we do have a little bit more of like a, I don't know if the correct term is pragmatic approach as it pertains to dating, but for me, it's just like, okay, A plus B should equal C.
Absolutely.
If it doesn't, I'm trying to analyze what makes sense here. I'm not trying to offend. I'm not trying to belittle or anything. I just need to know, because this is a logging point and I have to make a decision on whether or not I'm going to spend the rest of my life with you. So these are important things that we need to cover.
Absolutely. I think it was also like setting realistic expectations for a relationship. Like, hey, would it bother you to spend money to get new glassware? Would that annoy you to do that? It was really just like, okay, is this normal? If it's normal for you, does that mean that I'm covering all of the home furnishings? Because that's something that you don't care about or you wouldn't want to spend money on. And all the answers are fine. It was me just trying to like figure it out.
Right. Did you guys ever come to like a conclusion with that? Like the whole
the money?
Not even the paper plates, just like who's going to be covering what? Like, what does that look like? Did you guys actually come to?
I'm going to say no. And I think that's why it seems like that's all I talk about, or that's the feedback is like, you're all about finances and I'm not. It's just none of the questions ever felt like they were being answered. So like when I was asking about the HVAC, for example, first of all, that was so he knew how much one of those costs. I wouldn't know how much that would cost unless I had bought a home, because it doesn't matter. So I wasn't asking him to pay for that. I'm saying if you paid for half of this, it would be 20 grand. Do you have that in your savings? And he was saying yes, which I'm just going to leave it at that. Nothing was really making sense. That he's like, yeah, that's fine. I got it. Like, no, that wouldn't have happened. And I think that it probably would have fallen on me to do that. I never felt like I got straight answers. It was always like, oh, it's fine. It's fine. There's nothing to worry about. So it's like, okay. And then there's a final conversation where I'm like, this is not what you're telling me. This is not what you are saying.
Right. And that's why I say, like, I really respect you so much for even being upfront about this. Because to be honest, on the receiving end of the conversation, it's uncomfortable. And also being the person that's having to have the conversation, it is still uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
But hard conversations are meant to be had. And I feel like, if I may, I feel like Izzy was so all in my humble opinion, because he stood everything to gain. Someone like you, who is, you are more established than he is, and you have a different mindset. You know, you're not like, just like, oh, love, love, love. Oh my God, all I want is love. It's like, let's look at the facts here. Like, yeah, even if you were, if people felt like you were bringing up finance, I'm sorry, is that not important? Because last time I checked, he was moving into your home. And also, should we not worry as women whether or not we are going to be protected and provided for? And I need to know, in what way were you planning on doing that, sir?
Absolutely.
Like, these are very important questions.
Yeah, and that's what I was trying to get to. And I think a lot of people forget, like, this isn't us dating. This, we're engaged, and I don't want to say we barely know each other, but we've known each other for less than a month. Would I have that conversation if I was dating someone for a month? No. But that's not what we're doing. We're about to get married to someone that we don't have their entire history on. We don't have, like, time proves consistency. We didn't have that either. So it's like, you've got to get to the nitty-gritty. Ask the questions. I had an attorney for just the sake of a prenup, if I was going to get one, and a therapist, where I'm like, we don't have time for premarital counseling. What do I need to cover? They're like, communication and finances. Those are the number one reasons that people get divorced. So with my attorney, I'm like, if he's moving into my home that I own, how does that work? And they're like, well, if he's paying rent, he is gaining ownership in your home. And if you don't want that to be the case, that needs to be specified in a prenup. If he is putting money into appliances in your home, he is gaining interest in your home. So that I also needed to know those things. And it's just, people don't know the background of where it all comes from. And it's really just to, like, be a responsible adult, number one, and two, to, like, protect myself in case something were to go wrong, or at least be like, hey, if you can't afford the appliances, I'll do it. And just know that you won't be gaining any ownership in my home. Like, you get choices here. We just need to know what we're doing.
Right. 100%, Stace. Like, I 100% agree with you. I think, like I said, You, to me, managed to stay so level-headed throughout this entire thing. And I don't think that that is something that people like you or I would ever get away from, nor should it be something that we like escape from just because we're in love with somebody. And it just goes to show how strong-minded we are in a good way, because imagine if you would have been like, at the end, you know, oh yeah, like, let's just do this, like whatever, and just walk into it blindly, we'd be singing a completely different tune now. And who knows what would have happened. You can like wreck your life that way, because your everything is going to be and this person, having, getting interest in your home, all of these different things. And it's just, it becomes so much more complicated. So I want to take a little turn here, and I want to actually bring up the disagreement that happened with our girl Johnny. On one of the episodes, I remember Izzy was sharing how like turned on he was by you railing into Johnny when you came over to him and Chris was like looking to escape the drama. I want to know like what was really going on in your head in response to that, because I know what was going on in my head. Like I loved your face. You were like, okay, like why would
that's
that?
That's how I felt. I thought it was disgusting. I don't know what he was thinking saying that. I don't know if he thought that I would be turned on by him thinking that. But, like, my purpose of speaking to Johnny and hashing that whole thing out was not to impress anyone. It was clear the air or walk away from this mess knowing we're just never gonna jive. I didn't like feeling like that was enjoyable for anyone to watch. It wasn't enjoyable to go through. I think he had too much to drink and made a dumb comment, and he's apologized for it, but like not impressed by it.
Yeah. I mean, how do I say this? Like, I feel like I was a bit confused by, I feel like the commentary as it pertained to that whole debacle with like you, Johnny and Izzy and Chris, because people were demonizing you and being like, Stacey's being a mean girl and stuff. And I just, for some reason, I didn't see it, because I felt like in the pods, the way that Johnny is depicted on the show is like, she's not exactly sure what she wants. As a result, she rebounded Chris because she did not get with Izzy. Then she made that comment. Did you hear that comment, by the way? I've been meaning to ask you that. Did you hear audibly when you got engaged and Johnny walked out and said, yeah, well, Izzy said that he just leased a new apartment and has really bad credit. So like, basically like that's on her now.
She wasn't even there when I walked in from my engagement. That was edited. She was not there in that room. The only women that were in the room were the ones that immediately like hugged me when I walk in. She wasn't even there.
Wow.
I was in the room when she was saying other things about me. And I mean, we can all be real. If you walk into a room and everyone stops talking and looks at you and is just like I knew, and then people were telling me what she was saying. And like I said on reunion, I don't care. Like, whatever you want to say, I don't have anything to do with you at this point. And I would have moved on. But like, the special case of this show is like, you don't get to move on and forget they ever existed. It's like, here they are. Here they are. Yeah. Just like, God, no, it's go like, away.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That is my approach to like literally all of life's drama. It's like, don't come near me. Don't start none, won't be none. Like, that's how I am. And I love that.
Don't start one, but you want to. You want to go there and you come back for more. Like,
exactly. If you want to go there, we'll go there. What did you say about, like, what was that thing you said about the Coke top thing? I loved it. What did you say at the reunion?
Who would shake a Coke bottle and be excited to open it? Like, it doesn't make sense. That's just how I felt. It was like, let me shake it and then like walk away. Or when it explodes on me, like, feel sorry for me. And it's just like, this wouldn't exist unless you created it. So, and I'm not one for drama. And I don't know if anyone knows that from what they see me as on TV. I'm not confrontational. It was just one of those things. It's like, it's in your face. You can't get rid of it. And it was like, my boundary was crossed hours before that whole thing. So it's just like, at what point do you stand up for yourself and just shut it down?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that what some people don't realize is you have to really put yourself in people's shoes and think, why would Stacey randomly decide to attack someone for literally next to no reason when she got the guy? That doesn't make logical sense. And no, that's how my brain was thinking.
There's just a lot of stuff that you don't see. It's not even really worth getting into unless you want me to, but there's many of reasons as to why I felt the way I felt at the level that I was at. I mean, my threshold was past so far before that, that I don't feel bad. And I think people want an apology. And I think an apology is meant for when people say things that they didn't mean or the tone wasn't correct. And I don't feel that way.
Yeah, I agree with you. I also don't feel bad that you feel the way that you feel as well.
Thank you.
I don't. Because to me, what showed me your strength was the fact that even though you weren't even seeing half of these comments that she was making about you, she was the only one making them. And to me, I didn't really respect that, if I'm being honest. I feel like that was weak to me. Like, okay, some of us are going to end up dating the same person, but you did not utter a bad word about her in the lounge. Mm-hmm. And only she was shown making so much excess commentary, and you still just kept it cute and put it on mute. And I feel like she just kept jabbing. And I'm just like, how much more can you possibly take? You know what I mean? And then on top of that, at the reunion, you said like people were telling you she was saying stuff, but we're not hearing that the other way around. We're not hearing, oh, Stacey said, da da da. We're not hearing that. So it's like, for me, I always have like this thing too. Like I have a pet peeve for like people that are just not girls. It's like, okay, I get it. It's uncomfortable. We're dating the same person. But for you to like make me your enemy because this guy has to choose me or you, like it doesn't have to be like that.
And I just didn't know why I was the one that was like getting things taken out on me. Like I didn't do anything to you. And like one of the dates with Izzy and I, when he told me that Johnny was the other person he was talking to, I'm like, well, I mean, I want you to be happy. And if it's not me, I'll be okay. I'll hurt for a little bit, but like you need to pick the best person for you. And I would have accepted that. Like it really isn't a competition. I feel like maybe for her, it felt that way. I don't really know. There was nothing that I did for her to take it out on me. If you have a problem with it, I guess take it up with Izzy. I don't really know. I don't really know why or where that came from.
So do you think, like, I want to know in your honest opinion, why do you think that Izzy disclosed in the pods to Johnny the issue with his credit and things like that, but he didn't disclose that with you?
I have a couple of theories. I've asked him, and again, it's like a different answer. And I don't know what to believe. Before I asked him about it, I either assumed that he told her other women about it and it was a bad reaction. And he was like, if I share this with the other girl I'm connecting with, I might lose her too, if it was a bad reaction. But I don't know if it was a bad reaction because you don't see it on the show. I really didn't talk about like my upbringing or like the success that my family has had business-wise. So I can't imagine it would be from him being intimidated because that he didn't know that about me. I really don't know. I have no idea why he said it to some and not others, unless maybe Johnny had an issue with credit with another past partner. And it was like, I need to know what your credit score is. Like specifically, I have no idea. I have no idea. But we did talk about finances and debt and credit cards and all of that. So the fact that that wasn't said, I just think that if there's been a couple of different stories that he has said as far as why the credit is the way it is. So for me, it became more of a trust thing. Like, is that really what happened? Are you still struggling with spending? Are there other financial habits you have that aren't that great? Like, I didn't know any of that until like 2 days before the wedding.
Yeah. And we don't even have to get into his personal business, but like, I just already know the answer to that question. The answer is yes. There are other concerns. Like I wouldn't even put it past him. He literally reminds me so much of my ex-boyfriend. So I was like, that's very interesting. And like, yeah, like it's just insane because it was like watching myself go through that, like such a similar situation. And like in the end, what I loved also is when you were talking about this, when you found out 2 days before the wedding, I liked how you approached it. Like I was able to see that you were discussing something super difficult, but you weren't like doing it in a way where you were just like airing everything out. Because to be very honest with you, Stace, like, we still don't really understand this credit thing. Like, mm-hmm. all we know is he had bad credit, and according to him, he paid it off. That was it. It was just like, what, $3,500, and it's like done. It's like, that's the only thing he has left on his credit. It's just that as a result of whatever made him get into that amount of debt, that's what caused the bad credit. So that's all that we know. But I want to commend you on how you handled the situation, because it really showed me that you do care about him. You absolutely mm-hmm. did love him 100%. And another thing is too, I feel like that people don't really understand is this experience is so unique. So when I see people make comments like, let's just call a spade, we all know that he's seeing somebody new, right? And I feel like people are so judgy, like, how can you be like commenting on like saying like, oh, like this is a nice photo or whatever. And I'm like, she did not lose. She's the one that literally made the decision. She's okay with them being, you guys have an experience for the rest of your lives that mm-hmm. no one is really going to be able to relate to besides other yeah. people that have been on that show. And I just feel like, why is it so easy for me to understand that and like not other people? I totally understand why you and Izzy are friends and you guys are cordial. Like, I get it. Despite yeah. whatever happened, it makes sense to me.
And I didn't think that that's how it would even go. I kind of thought like, we're never going to speak or see each other again. And I think that how it happened really just allowed us to lean on each other as friends, because there was so much time that had passed. And you really need that person that you go through this with to like be there for you, because no one else really understands, like, especially with it coming out and airing, and there's things that are seen that you're like, did that happen? Is that how that happened? Is that what you said about me, or is that edited? There's a lot of it. And I know for sure we both genuinely want the best for the other person. We are so close. And I know that both of us grew because we were with each other. Like, we wouldn't have grown in the ways that we did if it wasn't Izzy for me, and if it wasn't me for him. That's why I think we appreciate each other so much, because now we are more ready and open to find that person that has all of those things that you need to hopefully get to the finish line of getting married.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. And everything happens for a reason. Like, I'm a true believer of that. And I don't believe that anything that is meant for you is ever going to miss you. Now, on the show, we saw a moment where your father, he said that famous quote of, sometimes love wants to fly first class. Can you share with us how your relationship, you know, with your father has influenced your outlook on love and relationships and financial compatibility?
Yeah. So me and my dad were not that close growing up. He's a workaholic. He's always worked super hard, which is why he's been able to provide in the way that he has. Growing up, everything was more about education, where it's like, you're going to go to school, you're going to get a scholarship for school, you're going to do well, good grades, just kind of like painting out what education can do as far as your career path. There were lots of career paths I threw out there where it's like, just so you know, like, you're going to work a lot and not make a lot, but if that's what you want to do, it was very, very realistic. Very realistic. If I ever wanted something, it's like, go get a job and work for the money to get it. So I started working when I was 15. I just rode with my sister who could drive and just had to get whatever job she had because I couldn't drive. And I worked to earn my own money. So I learned, I guess, I don't know if that's considered a young age, like how to provide for myself to get the things I want, the value of a dollar. So that's all stuff that him and my mom like both taught me. As far as the first class thing, it's funny because me and my sisters are all so different. Like, Sloan is so frugal, will not buy any clothing item that's over $50. Like coupons for anything, discount codes for everything. Kudos to her. My older sister has kids, so how she looks at and spends money is completely different than how I do. So I hate that people think that it's like we were raised in this she lifestyle. Like, we definitely had nice things, but I don't think it's to the extent that people think. I think that there are certain people that just like nicer things, and so you work hard to get them. And I feel like I can relate to that. I don't always have to fly first class. I rarely do. It's like if I get an upgrade, and like coming back from Mexico, me and Izzy coming back from Mexico, I got upgraded from points, and I was like, no, I'm going to sit with him. And not that I need a pat on the back for that, but That stuff doesn't matter to me. Is it nice? Yes. If someone handed you a first class seat for free, would you take it? Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. And in that moment, I think my dad was just trying to make things realistic for Izzy that, like, those are the things I like. You don't have to provide them for her, but you see Izzy saying, like, I'm not used to girls liking nice things. So I think my dad was just trying to paint a picture of, like, these are sorts of things that could make her happy, but aren't necessary. I think it's more like even me talking to him about the appliances. Hey, like, this is how much one costs. It's a lot of money. Like, you just, I think that he was so green, like, so excited for love. Nothing else matters but love. And it's like, yeah. And if we're in love and married and this comes up, that costs money. So I really think that my dad was just trying to set the tone with that. But I think a lot of people have just gone cuckoo with that one phrase.
Yeah, like 100%. And I feel like I love that term that you use, that he was green. That is like a brilliant term to use, because like I said, like I easily caught on to that. And I felt like he was so all in, and he was all in because he stood the most to gain, Stace. Mm-hmm. Like yeah, let's just call a spade a spade. It reminded me of like a teenager that's like, oh, I'm just going to like run away with you into the, yeah, of course you are. Because look at what I have set up for you over here. Of course you're going to come over here and you're going to be so excited. But for you, it's like, you would have been taking on problems. And I feel like the naivety of him, or the intentional naivety of him choosing to kind of focus and fixate on, maybe whether it was intentional or not, making you out to be materialistic for things that I think are just basic, in my personal opinion, just was a red flag to me. Because at the end of the day, like, you can't, getting married is not the answer or the solution to these problems. They have to be fixed before that. And you were the only person that was like, I feel strong enough to clock that, you know, out of you guys' dynamic, because you stood the most to lose. He stood the most to gain.
And I End felt story. I felt the pressure of that for sure. And it's never been like, I need you to provide for me, but I don't want to be stuck in a position where I'm providing for you. Like, that's just where I draw the line. Like, I want a partner that's bringing the same amount as I am, not just financially, but drive. Like, do you have a career plan where you want to move up with where you're working? Do you eventually want to own your own business? Like, what does life look like for you on that side? And that was always unclear. And that made me so uneasy, where I'm like, so what's the plan? What are we doing here? Yeah. How are we doing this together? Are we doing it together? Is it just me?
Yeah. And you really stood on that, because I think really deep down, like, you knew that it was going to be on you. And I love the fact that you weren't, because a lot of the times, even with successful women such as yourself, you do get to a point sometimes where you may contemplate on, I guess, settling, right? Mm-hmm. You know, Izzy, I don't know if you watched the show back, but Izzy was one of the most desirable candidates. I mean, everybody wanted to be with Izzy at first, you know, until it got down to you and Johnny. But he was like the number one guy that like everybody really liked. You know, he has a nice voice. He's good looking. He's charming, you know. And even though no one knew what he looked like, he was like the most desirable person. It seemed like, based on like the beginning of the show, everybody really liked him. Like, even Lydia, she wanted to be with him at first. So I really like the fact that you didn't allow that to cloud your judgment and get in the way of that. What do you think are some of the biggest red flags that people should watch out for when they're in the early stages of dating or starting a relationship?
Oh God, that's such a hard question. Things that I always notice, like how you treat other people. Like, does he open the car door for me, or like the restaurant door, does he hold it open for the person behind him? Like how you treat wait staff, people in the service industry. For me, those are like, I guess, green flags, or the opposite would be a red flag. A big green flag for me is someone that's close with their family. And I always say, like, if you're not close with your mom, as far as a guy, I'm a firm believer that men will treat their woman very similarly to how they treat their mom. So that's a big one for me. I'm just going to say it. Going Dutch on a meal would be no, thank you. Especially on a first date. It doesn't have to be the nicest restaurant in town, But I feel like a first date for both parties is like, put your best foot forward, be on time, look nice, mm-hmm. treat the woman to the meal, like that sort of stuff.
Right.
Not having a job would be a red flag. I don't know how low we need to go down the line of like standards.
Yeah. Yeah. And it seemed
means
like
transportation maybe.
Yeah. And it seemed like at first, like when you like, I think, I don't remember when you're, when you guys were like sitting down in the living room and your family was like asking him what he does. I was like, I couldn't understand. Figure out what he did. Cause I was like,
I couldn't either.
I was like, so what did you do? Oh, so you left your job. Okay, so you got a new one. Oh, and they let you come on the show when you just got it? Oh, so they're just going to give it back to you when you get back down there? Like, I was like, wait, what is going on? Okay, so tell me, in those moments specifically, were you just like, what did I do? Like, what did I literally just do?
I think that was confusing for me because I didn't realize that was the situation. Like, I knew that he was in sales for insurance and he told me what he did. Mm-hmm. But I didn't realize that it was, I don't want to say messy, but like the way mm-hmm. he was describing it, I think he was nervous and I would be too, sitting in front of my dad explaining your job and that's what's going on. I think he was just right. rambling, but I was also like, I don't know. I always am the person that's afraid to ask off time if I haven't been with a job for at least a year. Like you want to make a good right. impression. You want them to value you because you want to get promoted and get a raise. Like, I think that's a reflection on you as an employee. So all of it just kind of sounded like fickle and like, is this even what you want to do? Is this just to make money to live? I don't know. And then after the show, I don't think he stayed there that much longer and he went back to the job he had before.
Yeah. It's just like everything is just always so up in the air and like, I don't know. But the only thing that he was certain of was wanting to be with you because you know mm-hmm. why? You were the rescue. End of story. You were literally the savior. You were the rescue. I said oh, what no. I said. And that's why he went all in. I'm just saying. It is what it is.
But you know, if you think about it this way, like before you get back into the real life and it's Pod Land and Mexico, like that's all that exists is La La Land. That is all that exists.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why it's like things do fall apart and people hate to see it, but it's like, this is the real world. Can it last? And for some people it does. And then for some people it doesn't.
Yeah. How long were you guys living with each other once you guys got back from Mexico and you guys were integrated back into real life? So you were going, doing your job. He mm-hmm. was going and doing his job. Like, what happened? Did the dynamics between you guys change once you guys got back to real life?
Oh, yeah. How so? 3 weeks. 3 weeks was probably the time frame from once we got back from Mexico to weddings. The weddings were like Memorial Day weekend, end of May. I think we got back early May. I think that's when we got back. Moving in together, it was a very nice place, but I have one dog. He has two. He's got huskies. Our dogs did not get along. Like, I'm talking jaw on neck. Like, I'm having to pull them apart. Like, terrifying. The dogs were potty trained, but I'd wake up and there's number one and number two all over the apartment that it's like, I'm having to clean up. The place smells like a pound, all of this stuff that I'm like, ew. And like, it was a mess. It wasn't even, we didn't even got to finances yet, but we didn't really get to see each other that often. Like our work schedules were completely different. You have to film at the end of the workday and you're completely exhausted. The stuff that they're filming, I don't want to say it's not realistic, but it's not what you guys would probably be talking about after a long day of work. It was very telling and you kind of see it after the barbecue where I'm upset and I'm like, I'm not saying you don't do anything for me, but I was more trying to get to the point of like, what does it look like in real life when I come home from a long day of work? Because I haven't had any of the things that you told me I would receive, like in the pods, like not just having dinner cooked, but like my Thursdays were always super long because I taught Pilates after my full-time job. I got home at 9. It would be a hot bath, a glass of wine, a massage, take the whatever you need. And I didn't see any of that. So I'm like, I told him this. I was like, think about what 100% looks like to you when you're putting 100% into a relationship. Multiply that times 10 because we have this much time before we have to like say yes or walk away from each other. And I'm going to try to do the same, but it's just a different world you're living in. So it's like all or nothing. Show me what you got. Cause like, it's go time.
Yeah. Like, and that's the thing too, because I was always so curious about what those dynamics looked like. And I knew that I predicted, honestly, that that was going to happen with him. It's just like, it makes sense of someone that kind of is always giving very vague answers. They're always just, you know, just saying what sounds good. So it wasn't shocking to me that none of this, when it came to putting your money where your mouth was, it wasn't really coming into fruition. And so that wasn't even like shocking for me, because I'm just like, like, I really wonder what that's like. And then on top of that, you know, you have the big family that he wanted, mm-hmm. he's always desired to have and things like that. It's just that, like, I already knew, like, having the mindsets that women like you and I have, it would not work. And you did everything that you absolutely could to, you know, in the best way, see it through. The issue with someone like Izzy is they are, you know, Johnny come latelys, I call it, where it's like they sort of act on consequence. Even in, it was cute, whatever, him doing that whole dinner you guys did with the airplane sort of thing, because he quoted uh-huh. what your dad said about 185 class. I'm thinking, but Izzy, you can't maintain something like this. So I know this was for optics, because it was nice. It was a very nice, beautiful dinner. But like, I knew that in the back of your head, you were probably like, okay, but something like this for him wouldn't even have been sustainable. Also, what right. did you have to sell to probably get this? This like thing? I want to know.
Well, I mean, production has a certain budget to provide certain dates, but it was his idea for the planning, which I give him kudos for.
Okay.
And I do
yeah,
want to give
yeah.
and I do want to give him kudos, because when I do, like, I did not love watching the scene after the barbecue where I'm coming down on him. I hate that scene. I'm like ick watching myself. But he always listened. Like, he broke down that night, but the next day, like, he had the bath run for me. He had the glass of wine, and he really listened when I'm like, this is what I want. This is what you said you were going to show me. And he did. So it wasn't mm-hmm. always just like, do something for me. He would. It just took me saying it, especially because of the circumstance where we're tired right. and it's long mm-hmm. days. So it looks like I'm mm-hmm. a nag and then he does it. But it's like, it went the opposite way as well. He's like, I need you to reassure me. I'm feeling really low. And I would do that for him too. You just don't really see that dynamic on camera.
Yeah. And I think that the thing is, like, it makes sense that his emotional side, it's very attractive, right? To be with someone mm-hmm. that also makes you feel safe. I see that also in myself. That's very heartwarming. The issue is that major other component of like the financial aspect and just, you know, having a little bit more of his life together as it pertains to a successful marriage for someone like you is where the issue really with, you know, was, in my opinion. I think where you guys connected the most was emotionally, because mm-hmm. I think he made you feel very deeply. And that is something that for me, sometimes I struggle with myself, where it's like, you know, I'm just very logical when it comes to like yeah. love and dating. And so when someone makes me feel something, it's very far and few in between, right?
Yeah.
And then it also is very like heartwarming, and you could never hate somebody that like made you really feel. But at the same time, it also doesn't mean that we're meant to be together.
Yeah.
It's just, it was what it was. And also, random sidebar, I wanted to know, who was buying the rings? Like, who chooses the rings that
so
everyone gets
the show
with?
The show provides the rings. They come in and get all of the girls' sizes. And then on the guy side, they bring in, I don't know how many it was. I would guess 10 to 20 rings. And they have to pick from those rings. All of them are different. But once you pick, like, bro number two can't get the same one that the first guy did. That one's gone. And Izzy got to go first. So he's like, I got the best one, babe. And I was like, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So then whoever had to go last probably got the crappiest one, which I don't even know who that was, but that's how it works. The rings are paid for by production, and you don't really get to design them. It's pretty mm-hmm. much down to yellow gold or white gold, and then whatever is on mm-hmm. top of it. I loved my ring. It is what it is when there's literally a day to figure that out and pick a ring. So right. that's how that worked out. I do still have my ring.
Oh, I was going to ask that. I was like, oh my God, do you still have it?
I have okay, it. I don't know what to do with it.
It's like, I'd wear it on like my, can it fit like your any other of your other fingers?
It's
like
very noticeably an engagement ring, so I might just keep it as keepsake. I don't know. I'm not sure. I have some ideas for the dress, but the ring, I'm like, I don't know. It has value, like sentimental value, but I don't know what to do with it because I can't wear it.
Yeah. Wait. So do you have to buy your own dress and stuff too?
No. The show provides the dresses, the veils, the alterations, all of that. Oh. So they booked. The place that we were going to, and I think that they just pre-order dresses from designers and have it there for us to try.
Okay.
Yeah.
So would you say that looking back on your experience that Love Is Blind, like, do you think that the process of getting to know someone without seeing them first is effective and in forming a meaningful connection?
Absolutely. I didn't get married, but for me, I know love is blind because I fell in love blindly with someone that I had never seen or met. And that is crazy, but like that is 100% the truth for me, at least. I think you can absolutely fall in love with someone just based on an emotional connection. Whether you can get married or not, that's the big question, but it's definitely possible.
Right. And I always like think to myself too, right? Like, let's be honest here. We all have our preferences and things like that. And then my logic kicks in and I go, okay, I do feel this way, but like, I don't know what happened. And like, obviously you can't speak for them, like JP and Taylor. I don't know what happened with them.
I don't either. Taylor's gorgeous. I'm like,
yeah.
Is he confused? What is happening?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like that really upset me because she's actually good looking. So I was very confused like what he was talking about. So I just chose to, he's lying. End of story. Like he's definitely lying. Like he's lying. And it's just like what, that was like such a scary experience to even like witness. Cause it's like, you formulate a connection and then this person just is like, your eyelashes were like really long. So like, never mind. It's like, that is just complete BS.
I think
like,
that that's everyone's biggest fear is to be rejected based on your physical appearance. Like what could hurt more and like damage your self-esteem more? But like, I am proud of Taylor because she just shut that down.
Yeah,
she didn't even think for a second that he had a point. She was like, no,
yeah,
that's not true.
Exactly. I really commend her too. Yeah, I really commend her too. I feel like, was it just me or like when it came to that final meetup, right? Of revealing, you know, the couples to one another. Was it awkward? Because I feel like none of the women were awkward. I feel like all of the men were awkward and Izzy was visibly sweating.
So they gave that such a graceful edit because he was so nervous. He's shaking, like trembling, shaking. And I kept asking if he was okay. I was trying to get him to like calm down and like be in the moment. And you could feel that energy. He was just like deer in headlights. I didn't get to be a part of anyone else's reveal. I think Taylor mentioned hers was pretty awkward. Lydia's, I think, was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It definitely was more uncomfortable. And you're back in that room before they open the door for like 15 or 20 minutes and you really have no idea what this person looks like and it's like about to happen. And on me and Izzy's day, it was like 5 minutes before and the whole studio lost power. And then we had to like go out and come back in and start over. And I'm just like, I can't take much more of this. I just want to see him.
So wait, when, okay, because this is what I would be thinking. Okay, so like, do I hug him first or is he going to try and kiss me first? Like, what order? Like, was any of that going through your head? Because I'm like, okay.
Yes. Don't see it. I like hug and I thought it was going to be one of those as you pull away, he's going to lean in to kiss and he didn't. Right. So it was the most awkward kiss I've ever initiated. So I'm so glad you don't see it. Cause I'm like, everyone's going to think that I'm the worst kisser. Cause it was just like miss his face. Like, we made it for it later, but yeah, it's like before you think about a first kiss, like, do I turn my head this way or this way? Do I open my mouth or do I give him like, what do I do? All of the thoughts were there. Yeah. All thoughts are
yes. Yeah, I have to say, like, watching everybody back, JP's was the most awkward. JP and Taylor was the most awkward because we all seen how he kissed her like a woodpecker. yeah, Lydia and Milton, to me, were the most comfortable. I was shocked. Milton was, like, the most coolest, calm guy outside of the pod.
Yeah.
I was like, I think everybody was so, yeah, everybody was like so pleasantly surprised. Like he has a lot of swag. Okay. So my last question to you is before we play a little game is, mm-hmm. do you feel like the show portrayed you and your relationship accurately?
I don't. And I hate saying that because I like seeing a lot of the storyline with me and Izzy, especially at the beginning. You get to see that playful, fun connection. I just hate that they don't show any of the deep conversations on why we chose to get engaged. As far as me, I think you see how my personality is for sure. But the whole thing with the finances, like, it wasn't on accident that we're filming in my closet where you can see whatever brands are in there. It wasn't on accident that they had my dad pull out his sports car to sit on for an interview. Right. Like, I knew before the show aired that I would probably look a certain way just from context clues. And that is not at all how I am. That is not what I care about. Are they nice things that I like? Yes. Mm-hmm. If I didn't have them, would I be okay? Absolutely. And that's not how it really shows me. I think that and like the whole bully thing. It's just like, of course you're going to choose to leave certain things out because roles have to be filled. Like there's got to be a good guy. There's got to be a bad guy. So if this is who the good person is in this scene, you have to be the bad one. So for that to even make sense, this is what we're going to show. And this is what you're not going to see. And it's really just context. So the stuff that you're seeing actually happened, but there's a lot of missing pieces.
Right.
So to answer your question, I don't think I was 100% accurately portrayed. There's times where I am, like when I'm consoling Lydia, that's what I would do for any girlfriend of mine that is going through a hard time and breaking down. Like, be real. Try to give the best advice you can with whatever you've got. And then at the end of the day, give them a hug. Like,
right, exactly.
And I know it's going to be okay.
Yeah. And honestly, I feel like Lydia probably got like the worst edit because they made her look crazy to me.
Yeah, I know. Like, and she's amazing. She's one of my closest friends.
Yeah.
One of my like, closest friends from the show.
Yeah. And I had to put my thinking cap on because I'm like, okay, no, this can't possibly be.
Yeah.
What it's actually portrayed to be. And so me just like thinking again more logically, I'm like, no, I bet you she's a really great person because
she is.
I know that they're showing her in a certain light intentionally on the show, as they are for literally every single person on the show. Yeah. So that's really, yeah, that's really interesting. So
I love her. Of course, she's got her quirks. Like she is not a bland person by any means, but how much they went into depth about things that I really didn't think mattered or were that big of a deal. I think it's super unfortunate, but she's strong. She's getting through it. She's good and she's happy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I have to say, like, to see that for the reunion that her and Milton were still together, to be honest, honestly, Stacey, I don't think anybody would have predicted that.
Nobody. I don't think I would have either. Before, like during filming, I wouldn't have predicted that because I never really got to know Milton that well. And I knew Lydia. So when you only see one half of a relationship, you don't know what it looks like. But probably a few months before the show came out, I was around them and out and I got to see how they were. And they're adorable. They have chemistry. They make so much sense. And you don't really see much of that on the show. So it doesn't surprise me now that I know them well. But like before, I was probably with everyone else like, really? Huh? How?
Yeah. And I can imagine like being on this show and like in reality, you know everything that's going on and now you're living backwards for God knows how long and having to justify the actions or the way that you're being portrayed from like a year and a half ago. It's very strange. And then people are just running along with these storylines and trying to convince you of who you really are. Like I can imagine that could be rather exhausting for
sure. That's been the toughest part. So I'm just glad that everything is out there. Reunion's done. So I don't have to worry about any other episodes coming out. I have people that love and support me. And then there's people that don't quite get me and both are totally fine.
Both are totally fine. Yeah. On your Instagram, right? Like did your family like know that you were gone and did someone have to post for you while you were on the show?
No, I just didn't post. I mean, the only people that knew I was gone were my family because I work for my dad. And then my niece was having open heart surgery. So I told that like I need to have contact with certain people while I'm unreachable if there's an emergency. But outside of that, my friends thought that I got kidnapped. The ones that talked to me a lot, they're like, we were ready to call the police because it's not just Instagram. It's like, you don't have a phone. And of course, I didn't tell them where I was going.
Yeah, so that was I don't kind think of you can funny. Either.
No, Well, you're not supposed to. It's in a contract. Right. But yeah, that was, I don't think anyone on Instagram was like missing me at this point, but my friends were concerned.
Yeah. So I want to play a little game called like relationship fact or fiction. And basically I will just like say a statement and you'll tell me whether or not you believe it is fact or fiction and kind of explain your reasoning for your choice. So opposites attract, fact or fiction, and why?
I'm going to go with fact because I'm a Libra and I believe in balance. So it's like whatever you're not bringing to the table, the other person may. And I think that that creates a healthy dynamic. With me and Izzy, I was tough, hard exterior. He was a softie and we kind of leveled each other out. And that helped us with communication.
Okay. No wonder I love you then. Cause you're
a Libra. Are you a Libra?
I'm not a Libra. I'm a Taurus, but Tauruses and Libras are like, we
one
have
of my best friends here is a Taurus.
Like we have the same, like, you call it like a Venus, like Venus or something.
We're both ruled like, by Venus.
Yes.
Which so is I'm really, like, oh, really the nice things part. Like we like beautiful things. We like nice food. We like things that look good, yes. But we're also both very like we know.
Yes, exactly. And honestly, I have found that there has never been a Libra in my life that I have not liked. Literally, both the people that are on my team are Libras. Like, I love Libras. I really, really do. Like, I really do. So that's hilarious. Yeah. Okay. Women are more selective than men when it comes to dating. Fact.
I'm going to say fact. I'm obviously biased. I'm going to say fact.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say because of the girlfriends that I have that are single and how they pick people, half of them, I'm like, why not that guy? That guy's great. And it's whatever reason and can be. But I think women are probably more selective.
Absolutely. I'm definitely going to agree with you on that. Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Fact. Fact. Oh,
big
yeah.
Facts. Yeah.
Fact. Absolutely. There's no way it's fiction. How could it not make you like want that person more?
Right, exactly. How about jealousy is a sign of true love?
Fiction. I don't even understand that. I can't stand jealousy. I just, all I know is it's associated to some sort of insecurity. It never flatters me.
Ever.
If a partner's
ever.
Jealous.
Like,
yeah, I don't like
I
that.
I know some, yeah, some people think, oh, having a little bit of jealousy is like normal. I don't even like the word.
Yeah.
So I don't even want it present around me in any capacity.
I think for certain personality types, it does convey in that way. Maybe people that, not in a bad way, but are a little bit more needy or want a little bit more reassurance. Jealousy might be like a good thing for them because it inherently provides that. I don't know.
Yeah. But what about online dating? So online dating is less likely to lead to a successful relationship. Fact or fiction?
If I had the answer to that, I would be a millionaire. I don't know. I genuinely don't think that there's any route for dating that's like the golden ticket. I think it's just luck. I've done it all. I did apps, websites, matchmakers, friends setting me up, and they kind of all end the same way or they are successful in the same way. I just don't think it really makes a difference. We need a new page. We need a new opportunity for dating that is creative and that can give us that golden ticket of success. But I don't know the answer to that.
Oh my gosh. I remember like at one point I was like, I need like a matchmaker. Like that's really the answer. And it's like, that didn't really do next to anything for me. In all honesty, it didn't really
help
anything.
You know what I say now? It's just a supply and demand issue.
Yeah. Yeah, there really is. Like there are like, there's like a statistic, for instance, in Atlanta, apparently it's 7 women to 1 man. That's the ratio.
That's really, don't move there.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm good over here in New York. I'm fine over here. Physical attraction is more important than emotional connection.
No way.
No way.
No way.
Yeah.
No,
absolutely not. But okay. Don't you feel like you have to have a little bit of both? Or be honest, are you okay with a schmedium? You ever heard of a schmedium?
I'm okay with a schmedium. I feel like you could be someone that I normally wouldn't approach at a bar, but if I was talking to you at a bar, I would maybe give you my number to go on a date if I liked your personality.
Right. Yeah.
But that's me. I know some people it's like the buggy before the horse before the buggy, which one is which? And for me, it's emotional before physical. And some people it's the opposite.
Yeah. That's a great answer. Love is enough to sustain a relationship.
No. I mean, I wanted to say like a relationship maybe, but not a marriage, but it's way more than that. You've got to have it, but it's way more than that to make a relationship work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, and you learn that firsthand. Mm-hmm. And lastly, long distance relationships never work. Fact or fiction?
Fiction. I've done long distance and there's times where I've actually preferred it, which sounds crazy. But if it's like, I have a ton going on with work and I get to almost compartmentalize, this weekend is when I get to see my boyfriend. I think you cherish those moments more when it's planned. Obviously not for the end all be all long distance, but I've always enjoyed long distance relationships when I've had them.
Oh, wow. That's like really refreshing because, you know, like I feel like, you know, guys, they'd be playing games, but as an adult, if you have a true connection and understanding with someone, it's not outside of the realm of possibility that you and that person can have a great connection no matter what the distance is, because it has worked. You know what I mean? It's just, unfortunately, for the vast majority, like, it usually seems like it doesn't. Okay, I have one more bonus question for you now that it's coming to my head. Did you see when you and Iz got married, did you see what he said, Stace, about you at the end? Did you see that part?
I was honestly, I was shocked because, like, we were good. We were good. We were good on wedding day. We went out with all of our friends and family after he made that comment. I didn't know he made that comment, but we all partied that night, like,
yeah,
had a good time. Watching that, it was shocking. But what was more upsetting to me was just watching the wedding and it being sad and like feeling like I let him down. When he was saying that, I knew that he was really hurt because I can't imagine him saying that to my face or anyone and actually mean that. And if we want to go the route of like, he meant it, how would I feel about that? Like, that's your opinion. You right. think that's why I'm single.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, this is like is also why, like, when you mentioned that you and your like your family is still close with him, does he like, do you guys hang out sometimes? Like, What is your relationship with your family and Izzy?
So the thing is, like, he didn't really have much of a family besides his mom. And I have such a big welcoming family that it just worked. It felt very natural. My sisters would text him just outside of needing anything to do with me. I think they still stayed a little close after the wedding. They were just checking in on him. And then none of us spoke at all until we ran into each other. And when we ran into each other, I was with my mom and my sister, and they are the ones that went to approach him. Because I probably would have ran out the bar, like, afraid to even acknowledge or address that situation.
Right.
And it actually made it so much easier to talk to him. And I think him to talk to me, because it was that, like, comfort of them being there. I think that they probably randomly chat here and there, but nothing extensive. But there's no bad blood. Excuse me. There's no bad blood between any of us and him. And as far as how much he and I interact, we chat a lot. More so about stuff with the show, projects that we have coming up, checking in on each other. It's all healthy. Nothing too much, nothing too little. Just fine.
Yeah. So let that set the record straight for whoever is listening and speculating that.
Oh, and another thing that I keep forgetting to address, the comment that he made and then the constant bringing up of being with old men or like older men or 40s or 50s. I don't know where that came from. I've never dated someone younger than me, but I don't specifically look for old men or men that are at least this much older than me. So I don't know where that came from, but it is mentioned several times. And I want to set the record straight on that. Like,
okay. Because he definitely said 45.
Was it? Yeah. I don't know what he's talking about. I wish he would send me that guy's number, though.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, okay, like, whatever. But like, yeah, he definitely did mention that. Well, Stace, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. It was fun.
I mean, I hope you feel like this was like such a good conversation because I really do feel like we have so much in common. And it just
we'll come to Houston. I'll hang out.
I actually have been too. I was in Houston like last August. I was in Houston. Like I was like on like a little, like my dad had a meeting out there and I stayed at the JW Marriott in Houston over there. Awesome. And I loved it. I love, what is that? What is that like? Is it called something district? What is it?
River Oaks something- district?
River Oaks district.
That's where I did my Instagram today at St. Bernard. It's in River Oaks district. Great restaurants, good shopping. You get drunk, spend too much money, and you repeat the next month.
Literally, exactly, in that order.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I really appreciate- you're ever in town, please hit me up, and I'll do the same if I'm in New York.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Absolutely. So yes, thank you guys so much for tuning in, listening. As we've discussed, guys, we've cleared up some things. I hope this gives you guys a lot of clarity on what's actually gone on in the show. You heard it from Stacey's mouth herself. All of Stacey's information will be in the show notes down below. Thank you guys so much for listening and watching. And I'll speak to you beautiful angels in my next video.
Mwah. Bye. Thanks for having me. Toodles.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.